Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm doing a review on A Complete Unknown, which is an autobiography about Bob Dylan and his stardom. We've had a couple autobiographies that came out in the past. We've had one for Queen, we had one for Bob Marley, we had one for Whitney Houston, etc., etc. I've watched the majority of them, thought they were all good, entertaining, fun. You get more insight on the artist or the band that these autobiographies are from, and it's very interesting to watch them as well. Like I said, I've watched a lot of them, from the one from Queens, from Bohemian Rhapsody, from about the band Queen, from I Wanna Dance with Somebody, about Whitney Houston, Rocket Man, about Elton John, so forth and so forth. And pretty much they're usually really good, very entertaining. You get to know more about the artist or the band. So today I am talking about A Complete Unknown, which is about Bob Dylan, his stardom, and everything like that. So, pretty much for me, I am not a Bob Dylan fan. I don't like Bob Dylan. I don't like his demeanor. I'm not a fan of his music. I'm not really a folk person either. I've saw the... trying to remember the title completely because my brain exited this. It's basically a play with music, even though I don't know why they're calling it musical, but Girl from the North Country, about Bob Dylan. It's basically a play with Bob Dylan music. It's terrible, it's atrocious, it's for being one of the worst shows I've ever seen. And that includes, it's under the category like I put Cats in, because I hate cats, and I saw a musical production of Peter Pan, which I hate as well. So I would put it under there. I know this movie, A Complete Unknown. Timothy Chalamet, he was nominated for an Oscar on this, and I wasn't gonna go into theaters to watch this. I was gonna wait until it came into streaming services to watch it, which I did. I watched this on Hulu, and I'm gonna tell you my complete review. I'm gonna start with the negatives first, and then I'm gonna go to the positives. So, we start is that this is in the 50s during the civil rights movement, also the war on with Cuba, and also when Kennedy got killed as well. So a lot of tension, a lot of things going on right in general. Bob is playing in different places around, playing his music. He went into one of the pubs. He's like, oh, and it was like, oh, I'm Bob Dylan. Even though legally his name is Robert Allen Zimmerman, because he is Jewish, but he probably because of racism and what's going on right now, he goes by Bob Dylan. So he didn't really change his first name. That's Robert Bob. Makes sense. But he changed his last name. So there's like documents that have his like actual name. He doesn't really tell the girlfriend that he ends up being with like his real name, his backstory, what happens. He's very, very secretive. And in real life, here's a tad information. In real life, her name is Suze, but in the movie they call her Stelvie. I'm probably saying her name wrong. Sylvie. So this is his first actual girlfriend. He meets her pretty much at they're listening to music in a place, and they go on a couple of days, and then they end up moving together. So that's his like real like after like high school girlfriend. We also see a little bit of the career of Joan. I don't know, I'll spell her last name, B-A-E-Z, as well. At the beginning of the movie, we see that Bob visits one of his idols, Woody. He's ill, he's in the hospital. He gets, like, starstruck, and he visits him periodically throughout his life, like playing him his new music, and that's Woody Greif. And he plays his music, ends up, because he's not from New York, he doesn't have any place to live. He lives with Pete Seeger, and he makes the song This Land Is Your Way, This Land Is My Way, which that song I actually know only. And he's in court because he was getting like sued because someone didn't like it because it was offensive, and I don't get how this song is offensive, but I guess because of the time and the stuff that's going on in the 50s, they feel that way, but okay. The time is the time. I think that song's a good song. Also, he lives with, like I said, Pete and his wife. Bob is performing one of the places. Albert, who is a manager, and someone else is like, oh, he sounds great. Who's signed him? Is he signed? And Albert's like, I'll sign him. And when he begins his career, they want him to do a lot of covers and cover other people. And he's not covering his own song at all. His girlfriend, Sylvie, I believe I'm saying it right, has to go on, because she's in school, has to go on a trip to Italy, and she's going to be there for 2 months. Bob gets a little, not a little, I will say, like, he's annoyed, and he's a little pissed off about that she's leaving for 2 months, but I'm like, it's for school, she has to go. And pretty much, I'm like, this is another reason why I don't like Bob Dylan. And he literally goes off, goes to perform somewhere in one of the local pubs. And he sees Joan. She's in the back listening to his music. And then she ends up kissing him. And pretty much they're not... him and Selvi are not broken up. He pretty much cheats on his girlfriend and sleeps with Joan. And they have like a little session of one of his songs, and then she records that song. So pretty much he's a cheater. He's horrible. And when Selvi comes back, she feels a little bit different, because girls, anyone, listen to your intuition. If you feel like he's cheating on you, and they end up breaking up, which I applaud, because he's been cheating on you. It only showed that one instant, but I'm pretty much sure that he cheated on you multiple times. Because what I'm saying is, he's not a great person. And another thing with Bob Dylan, his personality isn't the greatest. He's not that great with fans and people around him, and not me knowing him personally, but just like the hearing, like how he is as an artist, and from this movie, like he feels like someone that shouldn't be famous, or literally should just be someone that plays in pubs and go home, because he doesn't, like, I get that, like, oh, like, at least, like, you know, be okay with, like, people, you know, your fans saying I love you, or, you know, being okay with, like, people saying hi, or people wanting you to play something. He's not okay with that at all. He wanted to go away. And I'm like, you didn't have to, like, become a well-known artist at all. You have a choice. Like, I feel, and he has, like, an attitude, and he's, like, he gives up, I don't give a care attitude when he speaks and everything, and yeah, he gives an I don't give a care attitude. Why are you bugging me? Like, and I feel like it's not, like, he's not, like, for me, I don't feel like he is, like, a genuine person. As in, like, he loves what he's doing. I feel like he's just singing for sake. Like, he's someone that shouldn't, like, been a star like he was, because the attitude that is being portrayed and how it feels like he doesn't want to do things that, like, normally you do when you're an artist, he does not want to do. So he, and also there was, like, a moment when he went to sing a song for Woody, and then one of the workers at the nursing home, because Woody's really ill, the person at the, that's not really ill, is, like, in a coma or something, or is really sick, and the nursing aide was like, can you, like, sing softer, or can you, like, not saying we're trying to have this patient recover? And he got an all big attitude over it for no reason. He's like, oh, I can you let me, like, finish the song here, this and the other? And I'm like, no, like, we want Woody to feel better, but also the other patients as well. You cannot be rude and inconsiderate of the people around you. And like I was saying, like, something I did hear was, like, with Bob Dylan, he's very particular in his concert with Swift, and so is another artist as well that's in his demo, like, in his will house, I believe, I'm trying to think of his name right now. They pretty much are like very strict when it comes to their concerts and stuff like that. And I'm like, a concert, your fans are supposed to have fun. They're supposed to be able to take pictures and videos and do specific things. And you're like, no, don't do that. So for me, I'm like, okay, then why are you an artist? Why are you doing this professionally when you're not going to let your fans, you know, have a good time, experience something great? Mellencamp, there you go, I got it. Mellencamp is the same way. Like, they restrict and are very, like, give very limitation to fans that go to their concerts. I'm like, Mellencamp and Bob Dylan, like, I'm like, why don't you just do this as a hobby? Why are you doing this as, like, becoming famous and doing it? There's no reason. You could just do this as a hobby and do something else, because your demeanor and you're like not caring about people around you or your fans at all is terrible. So Bob Dylan, going back to the film, and Johnny Cash, they become pen pals. And they talk about different things. Like, there was one instance that Bob was like, I'm famous now, Johnny. Like, this is surreal. And then one time, like, after a party, he was like, I want them to all stop. And then someone that's also named Bob, he was like, stop what? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, do you not know what this whole thing is? Like, do you not know what, like, being a famous person entails? I'm not saying that, you know, some things in the business are not fair or aren't fun. I'm not saying that. There are things that you're gonna not like in the industry. But I feel like your fans coming to you and being like, I love you, or wanting autographs, or especially your fans, because they love you, shouldn't be something that you're annoyed and pissed off on. So to continue with that, I'm going to also talk about, he ends up dating Joan. There's a part that I like when he just knocks on different doors, Bob Dylan, and one of them end up being Joan's apartment, and he's just playing the guitar, she's sleeping, and she's like, Bob, and he stops and's like, what? And then she goes to the washroom, comes back, and she's like, why are you in my apartment? And he does not answer. She's like, he's like, to hang out with you. To do what? And she's like, you're being a jerk. You're waking me up in the middle of the night for no reason. Came to my apartment for who knows what, to maybe watch you write. You're being a jerk. And I agree with her. Like, throughout this whole movie that I've been watching, like, I know, like, they end up dating, but, like, just in this instance, I'm like, throughout this whole movie, I feel like Bob Dylan's a jerk and he only cares about himself. And if he wants to do something, he'll do it. And if he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't want to do it, no matter who it hurts along the way. And I know, like, if we're going to talk about people in general, there's people back in the day like that are very selfish and self-centered. And nowadays that are selfish and self-centered that are in the entertainment industry. But right now I'm just covering what I'm seeing about Bob Dylan. Well, they go on tour together And then one part of the song when they're going on tour together, he just goes off stage and she's like, Bob, where are you going? Because he like goes completely stage left, like, and then he comes back and Joan's like, where are you going again? And he was like, I'm right here, you guys can see me. I'm like, yeah, but you look like you're going off stage. And then she picks another song, like after they finish that song, because he finishes finally, she plays another song. He's like, oh, that song's on the album. And I'm like, yeah, that's how a concert works. You play songs from the album or previous albums. Like, no, I don't want to play that. He's just very, very selfish. And cares about himself and what he's very controlling and selfish. That's what I'm seeing in the movie. And that's like some of the things I've been hearing about how Bob Dylan is. And while Joan is like, that everyone in the audience wants to hear this, like, there's a set list, we have to go by the set list. And he's like, no, we don't have to do this. Can we play new songs? Yes, play new songs. Fans love new songs, but also play songs on the set list. Like, you can do both. And he's being very, like, bossy and controlling, be like, Joe, no, you can't do this. Joe, you can't do this. To the point, like, even, like, the fans and everyone that came to see both of them are, like, booing him. He's like, don't boo me. And even Albert, the manager, is like, what the fuck? What are you doing? Like, you're being, like, a terrible person right now. Like, they came to hear both Joan and you perform the old music and new stuff as well. Like, he as in Bob Dylan, just being terrible. So, because he's so arrogant and stubborn to the point that he won't, like, play both old and new songs and only new songs, he ends up leaving the stage. The crowd boos him off. Albert leaves because he's watching in the crowd. And Jonah's like, oh, I hope the guitar doctor fixes his guitar, because that was his excuse, because he doesn't want to play. And Jonah's like, I'll play the song for you. And then crowd cheers. She knows how to be an artist. She's what I've seen is, like, she loves her family. She might have, like, have issues with the industry, a lot of people do, and, like, paparazzi and stuff, but she knows what she has to do and how a concert works. You play old music and you play new music. Him and Joan end up breaking up. I know you could feel that way, like, they were together and then they broke up in the film, just like he and Selvi did. And when I looked it up about Bob Dylan's history, that's what happened. And my favorite part during the festival, Joan sees Bob and she puts the middle finger to him, because, again, he's been a-hole to her. He has also been an a-hole to Selvi. I feel like a-holes are, like, literally you saying F you to them. They deserve it. So to continue on, he is in a folk festival, Bob Dylan is, and he knows there's a folk festival, and all his fans that are going to the folk festival suspect that, like, the majority of his set, or at least half of his set, is going to be his folk music. No, he does not do that. He plays his other songs, to the point that everybody's booing at him, everybody's throwing stuff at him. There's nothing wrong with him playing his new material or material that he wants to try. It's fine. Artists do that all the time. But you should at least know, let your fans beforehand, like before you start the first song, be like, guys, I'm gonna be playing some new songs. The majority of the concert is going to be new songs. And then at the end, I'll do my old folk songs. Because again, this is a folk festival. They're here to hear your folk music. So they're throwing things at him, booing at him. They're like kind of being into the new stuff, but kind of not, because they're like, oh, okay. They were like, because literally this whole set he did, Bob Dylan did his new music. So, and the new direction that he wanted to do. And they were like, okay, the first couple songs, they were like into it. They're like, oh, cool. Now he's going to do some of his old stuff as well. And he never did the whole concert when this is a folk festival. And his management team, the people there were like, you can't only do your new stuff. This is a folk festival. You have to sing some of your folk songs as well, because it's a folk festival. And he was like, no, I'm doing it anyway. Because again, he doesn't care about anyone but himself. He plays his song. He doesn't even tell his fan. He doesn't even tell the audience that he's going to do this. He just does it. I would say like probably the first four, they're like really into it. They're like clapping. And then after the first four, they're like, where is he doing the, his folk music? And they were like, play this, play that, like catcalling, play this, catcalling, why are you not playing this, come on, play this, why aren't you playing this, boom, and then they started throwing stuff at him, and I'm like, you're having your fans, people that look up to you, people that like you, maybe there's some that don't like you, but the majority of people here like you, that are here to watch your set, because it's a festival, right, and you're having them throw things at you. You're having them boo at you. So he does this whole set. His whole set is his new stuff. No old stuff. He gets off stage. He's like, that's done. Like, the people in the festival are trying to unplug him. And other people are trying to stop. Be like, no. He wants it to play. And they're fighting. And they're like, no. People... all the guests are booing. They're gonna ask for a refund back because that's not what they came here for. Understandable. And he didn't even tell them that he was going to do this. So we have to. And then they're like, no, just let him do his stuff. If they hate him because of this, let them hate him. Which I agree. Let them hate him because he decided not to tell the audience. By the way, he could have easily, because this is the 50s and 60s. So he can't, like, nowadays they would be like, oh, in the beginning of my set, on social media, I'm going to do new songs. I'm going to change it up a bit. No, he caught up before his set being like, by the way, my whole set is going to be my new music. Or, by the way, I might come back and then do an old song. He could have done something simple as that. Then he wouldn't get booed. He wouldn't get things thrown at. And like even at the end of his set, they were like, are you okay? Did anything hit you? Are you fine? He's like, oh, I'm fine. Whatever. I don't care. Like, I don't care if they threw stuff at me. I don't care if a paper hit me. Okay, again, you're an a-hole. You only care about yourself. And he plays his whole set, gets booed, the majority of it, comes out, boo. They had one of the people came on stage and been like, we're gonna see if Bob can come out and play you guys a song from his new old stuff. And he's like, Bob, you have to go back out. You have to play one of your old songs to calm the crowd down, because they're angry. And it's reasonable why they're angry, because you didn't even tell them. So he did, goes out, sings the folk songs. They're like, finally. Because again, this is a folk festival. And he plays it, gets out, leaves right away, and then he's like, oh, you guys happy now? And I'm like, they just wanted you to do one song. Like, one song. You could have done, and then they would have been happy. You don't have to be like all negative Nancy, all like thinking that you're better than everybody, entitled a-hole, and do that. And then the next scene, Jonah's like, oh, so you think you're better than us now because you are like trying to be more rock and roll, and then everything. And this goes back to like the when he was doing a concert with Joan earlier, like he doesn't want to do his old stuff. Why not? Why are you ashamed of your old stuff? And they want to hear your old and new stuff. Like, come on. The only thing for me, after seeing this whole movie, that makes me think that if I'm gonna rate Bob Dylan as a good person, I don't know how he was before he went to New York and everything like that. The only thing I'm gonna say is the like 10% that makes him a good person is that he constantly visits his mentor, the person that inspires him, Woody, in the hospital when he's sick. That's the only good quality I see about him. And seeing the vending girlfriends that he lost along the way, for me, I feel like it's because of him and how selfish and arrogant and he doesn't think about other people's feelings but himself is the reason why he loses all his girlfriends in general. So overall, to conclude on everything, which for me, like how I'm reviewing it as someone that isn't a fan of Bob Dylan, doesn't like Bob Dylan music, doesn't like his musical that he made, which is not really a musical, which is actually a play with his musical that sucks. And to be honest with you, I would give it a 1 out of 5. To be honest, and a lot of people that were around that I saw, multiple people were leaving because that's how much it sucks. If you are having a zillion people leave, that means it sucks. Going off on that, like, not a Bob Dylan fan, do not like his attitude. This movie confirmed what I've heard and what I think in general about Bob Dylan, that he's a terrible person. I'm not saying there's not terrible people now. I'm just, for me personally, he's a terrible person. So again, you're getting my honest opinion. Horrible person. So now I'm gonna do the good stuff and everything I like, and it's just a few. But I did like have some things I liked. Timothy Chalamet, good job, my friend. If you didn't know, Timothy is a French American. He has an accent aigu in the first E of his first name. He did a phenomenal job portraying Bob Dylan, his singing, his acting, his playing the guitar. He did a great job. He got nominated for an Oscar for this role, and he deserved it. He did a great job. The sets, everyone's acting. The movie in general was good. Well acted, everybody that was acting did a great job. Everyone that was singing did a good job. Everybody in general did a great job. So it deserves the Oscar nominee. I did not look up if they won recently, because I did have a list of who won and things like that. I do not have that on me at this very moment. But they, in general, what I'm gonna say is the movie in general, if we're taking out the Bob Dylan of essence of it all, it was really, really good. But I would, for that by itself, like the acting and everything like that, I would give it a really high rating. It's not for me. Like, for me, like, Wicked also was nominated for Oscars as well. For me, Wicked is 5. This I would give more of a 4, a solid 4. When it comes to stars, solid 4. Because for me personally, I would not see this again. But I believe, for me personally, I believe Timothée Chalamet did a great job in and the girl that played Joan, her singing, her acting was great as well. The girl that plays Sylvie, she did great. The manager, everyone did great. So I give this a 4 out of 5. It's a good film. If you are a Bob Dylan fan, you should watch this. You might appreciate it more than I did, who is not a Bob Dylan fan. For me, I'm like, this is what I heard about you. This is what I heard about you. This is what I heard. And it's accurate. Or if you're a Timothée Chalamet fan, I would watch this as well, because he's done a phenomenal job as well. So if you're a Bob Dylan, Timothée Chalamet fan, or someone that likes to watch one of the, like, trying to get the word, like, any, like, artist autobiography or movie about an artist's life film, I would check it out. But overall, like, good film. Still do not like Bob Dylan. This does not change my opinion on him. And to be honest with you, if you have a positive feeling about Bob Dylan as and you're a fan of him, even though how he acts and stuff, I feel like you still will like him. And if you don't like him, you still won't like him. It won't really change your opinion. It only probably will change your opinion if you were, like, lukewarm on him. Other than that, it won't really change anything spectacular with your opinion on him. Because I feel like we all have, like, celebrities that we like, and we see, like, oh, these bad things that they've done, and we still like them anyway, or we still hate them anyway. So I don't think if you're a fan, you're gonna dislike Bob Dylan after this. I don't think if you are someone like me that isn't a fan, you're not gonna change your opinion about it. Your opinion might change if you're, like, lukewarm in the middle. And that's my honest opinion. Will I watch this movie again? No, I just watched it to make a commentary about it. And then a friend of mine saw it, who is also not a fan of Bob Dylan, and was like, still not a fan of Bob Dylan. Like I said, if you're not a fan of Bob Dylan, you still won't be a fan of Bob Dylan. But Timothée Chalamet did a great. And I'm like, okay, Timothée Chalamet did a good job. I'm going to check it out and see if I like it and do a review. And he did. He did great. Like I said, it deserved the Oscar nominee that it got. So that is it for today. I'll talk to you guys soon. Next review. I know you weren't guys expecting this one, because I told you my next review was going to be Drop the Movie. But my next review is going to be Drop the Movie. After that, we'll see what comes out next. We'll see. But I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great rest of your week. Bye!